Well, friends, I am so glad to be here today. I'm glad you all went and ventured out in the nice, cold, wet weather today that we're having this day. Is this not season not for children? You know, we really think about Christmas and all the fun things that we go and we do at Christmas time is really about kids, isn't it? It's about going and so often, you know, it's grandparents that are going and saying, oh, I just know that my grandson is going to love this. Or parents saying, "My, I want to go and share this," or decorating. And, you know, so often, you know, we want to go and to decorate the trees. And, you know, from adults, we go and if we want to be perfect, well, if the kids, they want to be theirs, you know. And so every ornament's right in their spot and all of those kinds of things. And as I was thinking of these things and trying to get ready here the last couple of weeks, I found myself going back time and time again to the thought of Jesus saying, "Let the little children come to me." You know, if we can go and think of anything at all that Christmas is about, it's about kids connecting with Jesus. And if I can just pause for just a moment and let you know, that's what Alpha is all about as well. You know, I'm with Alpha Christian Children's Home. And what we do is we serve children that's come to us from some very difficult situations sometimes. And we want them to find out about this guy named Jesus, who was born and laid in a manger, lived a sinless life, and then died on the cross so that he could pave the way to heaven for them. And that's what we're all about. You know, and so the kids that are coming under our care, many of them have had a hard life or feel like there's never been a chance for hope and that there's never been anything good in their life. In fact, I remember one little boy that came to us several years ago that he had never seen a Christmas present before. And he comes to Alpha, and we had tons of Christmas presents for him at the Christmas party. And we were telling him so much about this guy named Jesus, and it was amazing to him. Well, today, as we are getting ready to go into our sermon time here, and as we are really thinking, I want us to time and time again come back to that thought of let the little children come to me. Well, as I was also beginning to think and beginning to go and to put my thoughts together on this, I found myself also finding myself saying, well, how often is it that we get in the way? Remember in this, as we were reading him here, the Mark chapter 10, verse 13 said, "People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them." Do we ever get in the way? I think sometimes we do. You know, this season isn't awful easy to get in the way of Jesus. You know, we get so focused on the presents. We get so focused on the trees and the decorations. I got to do this and I got to do that. And does anybody else here ever get grumpy when you're busy? I do. I got to be honest. I get stressed out because I feel like there's so many things I got to do. You know, if you want to see me in my worst, you know, today would have been a perfect day. You know, I planned for it. How long does it get to get from Perry to here? What? 30, 40 minutes max. I left an hour and 15. You want to know why? Because I didn't want to have that mentality that when I get behind and I get grumpy, and so often, you know, when things start not going well, you find yourself going and, you know, worrying about all these other things, and we kind of forget about the things that are important. And is that not true at Christmas time? We find ourselves going and running away and seeing. And so this Christmas season, what I would encourage us to do is to keep our eyes firmly on Jesus. And all the other stuff, it'll all work its way out. If the cookies burn, well, the cookies burn. presents are perfect, then the presents are perfect. If things don't get wrapped, then things don't get wrapped. It really doesn't matter that much as long as we can keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. But that also had me begin thinking, you know, not just about children, because obviously Jesus Christ loves children. You can just see that dripping through this text. But who exactly are the children of God? Was that not all of us? Is that not every single person that's walking on the planet this day? You see, as you start reading and looking and doing a little bit of research, you know that there's 7.8 billion people that's walking on this planet this day. And I need to tell you that you're not going to lay eyes on a single one of them that doesn't matter to God. every single person that we're going to run across, you know, whether they're the youngest little child that is discovering maybe snow for the first time, and they run out and they're like, what is this, you know? Or being the oldest person that is now in the Guinness World Book of Records as the oldest living person that's on the planet, or anybody that is in between, every single one of them matters to God. Well, this text, it demands us to go and to look at something that the disciples were doing, doesn't it? I mean, the disciples, they saw what was going on. They saw that people were trying to bring little children to Jesus, and the disciples were saying, Jesus is too busy for this. Come on, get out of here. Get. He's too busy. He's going to teach everybody. This is the important thing. You guys go away. I mean, you're just little kids. Good are you? Are we ever like that? Who's the people that you may look at and find yourself shooing away from God? If we can be honest, in this divided nation that we're in right now, there's somebody, isn't there? You know, everywhere you look on the news, you know, they're talking about, you know, this group is against this group, or this group needs to fight for their rights because they're being ignored, and there's this problem or that problem. I got to ask you, who's the group that you struggle to love? You know, it could be a poor person. It could be a person that maybe is of a different ethnic background or different skin color, or maybe it's possibly even somebody in a different political party, and heaven forbid, they might actually go and matter to Jesus Christ. Can I open up my heart to you and just share just a little bit from me that I struggle with this as well? Let me tell you who I struggle with. There was a man that was on campus that had been hurting one of the children that was there. You see, prior to this child coming to us, he had done some horrible, horrible things that I cannot even say in front of everybody that is here because it's just too bad. Allow me to go and just put it in such a way that this little boy ended up having to go to counseling for the next 7 years because of the things that had happened to him under the care of this guy that was a boyfriend of mom. Okay? Well, as time progressed, you know, when the child was with us, it looked like this child was never, ever going to leave because there was no hope for things ever getting better at home because mom was too messed up. You know, the safest place for this child was here. Well, as time went on, we saw that mom was beginning to try to make things better. And she wanted to go, and she wanted to have this little boy come back with her. He's now about 12 years old after all of these different things that had happened. And she is wanting to have this family put all back together, and we're looking at it and saying, no, we don't really think it's a good idea. But she says, well, what do you want me to do? And so we laid out a roadmap. Well, you need to get off the drugs, you need to do this, you need to do that, and laid her a roadmap in front of her. And you know what happened? One by one, she began doing them. She actually went and she graduated from college, you know, and got an associate's degree in nursing so she could go and be able to provide for her family. And she had all these things. And you know what the very last thing was that she wanted to do? Well, she wanted to marry that boyfriend. It's like, you're kidding me. How can this be? And so she's telling us about all these different things. And she says, well, you know, I know that we've got to do the supervised visits first and then unsupervised visits and all that stuff and make sure things are there. And so what I'd like to do is bring my boyfriend with me and let's start having a supervised visits together as a family because we're going to put this entire family back together, all three of us. What? I don't want to do that. Uh-uh. You know what he did to that little boy? There's no way I'm not going to do that. Well, long story short is didn't have a lot of say in the matter. You know, there was no argument that I could make, you know, to a judge or anybody else saying that it was unsafe to do this, and I had to give a chance. And so begrudgingly, I said, all right, come on out, and you guys go on the playground and start playing, and I'm going to stand in the background with my pity party because you're taking my kid from me and I don't like you and I don't think you're a very good person. And you know what the Lord convicted me of in that moment? Where do you find in the Bible Mr. Jeff, that this is the unpardonable sin. Where can you prove to me anywhere in the Bible that this person is now not valuable to me? Where do you get off on judging this person and saying, you don't matter to God, to hell with you, because I don't want you? Ouch. Anybody ever been there? Kind of felt like the Lord just smack you right in the head, you know, as you're trying to go and do your own thing. And so I get through that and I'm like, oh, I'm seeing this and everybody's laughing and playing and having a good time. And I'm like, Lord, I know what you want me to do, but it's awful hard. I love this little boy. I don't want to see him hurt again. If somebody else hurts him like that again, I don't know if he'll be able to recover from it. Well, long story short is that as I'm praying and as I'm watching these things, because really I have nothing else to do at this time. I'm just a observer from a distance, making sure that nothing is going wrong. And so all I can do is watch and pray and see what's going on. And I find myself going and beginning to pray. And you know, sometimes when you pray, you kind of feel the Lord tugging on your heart saying, Jeff, you need to do this. Well, in this case, what I was feeling the Lord saying is, look, not only does he matter to me, you need to tell him he matters to me. I need you to talk about it. You had the privilege of baptizing this young boy into the Lord, into the faith, and now you are trying to put this family back together because it's the right thing to do. You need to go and tell the entire family about me. Gulp. You sure, God? You sure this person matters to you? You know what he did, God? Are you sure you want that in heaven? Yes, Jeff, I do. So I ended up, after they were all finished and were beginning to say our goodbyes and stuff, I went and I introduced myself and I said, hey, listen, you know, as you all been playing and things like that, I want to let you know that this young man that you've been playing with, he's accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and told him the plan of salvation, you know, and all of these different things. And when it was all said and done, I could see a tear coming down the eye of this man. Like, Lord, what are you doing? Everybody goes away and everything goes off on their normal things. And over the next several times of them coming out, questions started being asked and a relationship started being formed. And you know what ended up happening? This family ended up coming to the Lord. And I had the privilege of even baptizing one of them. Because God worked. And I have to simply come back and ask you the question, who is it that you're shooing away from the Lord this day? You see, the disciples, they're talking about those little short people that, you know, are really noisy. Kids, children, you know, and a lot of times that's how we treat them is it's, hey, you know, you're just too much energy and too much bouncing around and all the little things that little kids do. Get out of here. Jesus has more important things to do. And I think so often we tend to go and find a reason as well. Well, surely God wouldn't like that person because they're this. I had a professor in Bible college that he told me after the fact, he said, you know who my prejudice is? He says, I have no issue with any race. I have no issue with any anything else. My issue is education. I feel like every single person should at least be able to get a bachelor's degree. I mean, that's just like, you know, so easy anybody should be able to do. And he says, I feel like anybody that can't do that really, you know, hasn't put enough thought into their salvation or anything else that they're not worth, you know, putting too much effort into. And he says, that was my issue. Well, I bet if we all went around the room and we all said, well, who is the person that I have a hard time going? We'd find out that some of you cannot get along with Republicans, and others of you can't get along with Democrats, and others of you can't get along with dirty people, and others of you can't get along with different colored people, and other people can't get along with somebody that's poor or somebody that's rich or somebody fill in the blank. And at the end of the day, we have to find ourselves going and saying that every single person that we lay eyes on matters to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have to be able to put ourselves aside and then share the gospel with them and then allow them to go and to connect with Jesus Christ. So the first point, very simply, is don't ever get in the way between Jesus Christ and the people he's trying to reach, whether those be the littlest or the oldest or somewhere in between. Every one of them matters. The second point I'd like to make comes from the second half of verse 14 and then verse 15. And just to reread that, what that says says, when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. And he said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who does not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Well, my simple point I'd like to bring out of this is faith is supposed to be pretty simple. Does anybody else like to make it hard? Does anybody else go and just try to like to making these things all as difficult as can be? Well, to help us understand this story, I'd like to pull out just a thing that happened at Alpha here. See, every year at Christmas, we do a gift exchange, and the gift exchange is not like you're thinking. You know, generally, on a gift exchange, you go to Walmart or Dillon's or somewhere, you buy something, you wrap it up, and then you bring it. Well, our gift exchange is a little different. Our gift exchange is that we're going to share some sort of a talent with everybody that is there. And so we have all of everybody go and come up with something that they want to share. And so some of the kids are going to go and do something like a science experiment. And so Julian last year, he had this really cool thing that we did of lessons in chemistry where he told the plan of salvation using drops, and it turned black and then turned red and then turned clear as Jesus was working, and he told the story and everything that was going on there. Well, all of that was really cool, but let me be honest, that was pretty complex, and he was pretty scared that everything was going to work right. Well, the kindergartners at the time, they're first graders now, they were all four of them were going to go and do this little program. And we decided we were going to help them learn a little song. And so if you've ever tried to go and teach four kindergartners to sing a song at the same time, it can be a challenge. But it went something like this. God said it, I believe it, it's all that faith demands. Heaven, earth will pass away, his word will stand. We got the kids to do it. They were able to go and to get all the way through it, and it took an awful lot of practicing and things like that at home. Well, my little daughter at the time, she was just 2 years old, and she's not really asked to do anything because you're two, and getting a two-year-old to do something is almost impossible. So she's just partaking in all this stuff. She's hearing her brother running around the house trying to go and to learn the song, and, you know, it's a hard song for a kindergartner to remember, so he'd go and be singing a little bit, what's next? And then we'd go and work on it, and we'd keep on working on it, and they finally got it all finished. Well, you know what my daughter has been doing for the last year? She'll walk around the house, and she'll be singing, God said it, I believe it, it's all that faith demands. My point here is simple. Faith is supposed to be something pretty simple. A little three-year-old now knows the concept of that God said it, I believe it, it's all that faith demands. All the other kids were hearing the exact same thing, and so yes, is there a lot of other things we need to learn? Is there an awful lot of other things that need to happen? But if we can just simply go and focus on the cross, are we not going to get most of it? If we can just simply focus on the love of Jesus Christ, are we not going to get most of it? I think that so often we make things a real challenge to understand rather than it being simple. Another little story I'd like to bring out here is that, the kids end up going and being exposed to a lot of different things in their lives, you know, and so, they're going to be watching, you know, maybe TV and hearing this, or maybe they've heard that. From a different science teacher, all these other different things. Well, a few years ago, I had two boys living with me. Their names was Cain and Keyshawn, and they were getting ready to be reunited with their family. And so they'd never been out of Kansas or Kansas, Missouri area. They had technically been to Kansas City and Missouri side, but they'd never been out of this area. And my folks, they go down to Florida because Dad doesn't do well up in the cold of Ohio anymore. So long story short is we took the boys with us and drove all the way down to Florida, which if you ever want to go and have something that's all kinds of fun, take two boys and drive nonstop 24 hours to go all the way to Florida. It's wonderful. In any event, we get down there, and as we're visiting all these different things, they had never seen the ocean, they had never seen the beach, they had never seen all the different things, the Appalachian Mountains as we're going through them, all of these different things, but we start building in on the beach in the sand, and the kids had never seen anything like this, and so they started putting together a sand castle, and the first one was a lot of fun to build and then jump into and destroy, and then the second one built a little bigger and jump in and destroy, and they're working on this. Well, all this time, my wife says, well, I want to go and build a sculpture. I've never done this before. So she was making an alligator in the sand. And she's putting it all together, and the boys are playing and having a good time. And after she gets it all finished, she calls them all over, and they look at it, and they go, wow, that's really cool. You did a great job. And, you know, all the things that's happening. And then they're talking about who gets to jump on it first to destroy it and all of those kinds of things. But then Cain, he says, boy, you know, it'd be cool if... it just come to life right here. And I said, well, you know, none of us could do that, but God could do that. And he said, oh, no, God couldn't do that. And I said, yeah, he can. And he says, how do you know that? And I said, well, because that's exactly what God did in the book of Genesis. You know, that when he made Adam, he made a little sculpture out of the dirt, and he breathed in it, and he saw it, and he said, you mean it would have been just like this for him to have gone and breathed into the alligator and it come to life? I said, yeah, it's just like that, only even better, it would have been a man. And he would have got up, and he would have been a friend of God and everything. And he goes, and he says, wow, that would have been absolutely amazing to see. My point there is so often we get stuck on the details. What's this and what's that and how does this work? You know, but if we can go and have that childlike faith that Jesus is commending, boy, how much can it change? You know, we're able to go and to see his faith then take off of saying, well, if God can do that and he can do that, then he can definitely take care of this problem. You know, and he can definitely do this and he can definitely do that and all these wonderful, wonderful things that can happen. So my second point here is very simple, is that our faith, it's supposed to be simple. Let's not make it harder and more challenging than it needs to be. And then lastly, the very last point I'd like to make comes from verse 16, and it says, and he took the children in his arms, he placed his hands on them, and he blessed them. Well, friends, I am so thankful that we have a Lord that wants to bless us. I am so thankful that he loves children and he wants to go and give good things to them. It's one of the things I love about Christmas. We're able to go and we're able to share good things with children and people that we love and, you know, spend some time making candy or spend some time shopping or spend some time, you know, putting together something. But at the end of the day, being able to just simply go and say, I love you. You are special. Let me be a blessing to you. Well, as we look here, I want to say thank you to this church because you all are a blessing to Alpha Christian Children's Home. You know, the various things that you've helped with, the projects you've done, the donations you've brought down, the money support, you know, all the prayer support, all the different things, you have been a blessing. And I need to tell you that you've helped heal many children from many traumatic events and many big problems that they were facing there. But can I be honest? Blessing from the Lord isn't physical. A lot of times they're just a mere shadow of what it could be. And a lot of times blessings from the Lord isn't a present under the table or under the tree, or it's not, you know, all of these other things. It is some very real things like the path to get to heaven and be reunited with Jesus and God, because the path has now been paid for. The price has been paid. We are able to go and be right with the Lord Jesus Christ because of what he did on the cross. Is there not any better blessing than that? As we go through this Christmas season, I encourage us to keep our eyes on the cross. As thankful as we are for the manger, as thankful for we are for the birth and all the wonderful teachings and stories and everything else that happened, you know, from the very beginning of the Gospels, but they all end at the cross, and not just the cross, but the resurrection and then making the way to go to heaven. And so I encourage us all to keep our eyes right there, because the best is yet to come. I don't know if any of you all are have any traditions in your family, but we've kind of started to go and do some different things in our family. And some of those things is to try to start pointing towards the future, okay? So we always are trying right now to make it so that there's always something better coming, okay? So on Christmas, my kids aren't here, nobody at Alpha's here, so I can kind of give away a little secret here. But we're wanting to go and to put things together in such a way so that we can go and tell the kids the best is yet to come. Okay, yes, you got some new clothes. Yes, you got some new shoes. You got some toys. You got some things like that. The best is yet to come. Okay? Now, with kids, what we're going to end up doing is throwing this great big party and having all kinds of food and having all kinds of fellowship and games and just having a wonderful time with everybody that's there. That's kind of what we're wanting to share with the kids, but it's kind of a symbol, you know, that we're wanting to share is that, yes, this stuff is good, but this stuff is going to be better. Isn't that not how life is? Yes, the things we have here, yes, they're good. They're blessings. You know, it's great we have houses. It's great we have income and families and gifts and all of those kinds of things. But if that's all there is there really much there? Probably not. The best is yet to come. I encourage us this holiday season as well to keep our eyes firmly on Jesus and what is to come into the future. I also have to say that some of you here this day may be in a position that you don't really know what I'm talking about. You might not know about this guy named Jesus, who wasn't just a guy, he was God. And that he was willing to die on the cross to make it so that you, not everybody else, you, could go and have fellowship with God again and have a home in heaven someday. Here in a few minutes, we're going to be singing a hymn of invitation. We're going to be going and being able to go home and go all kinds of different directions. But I have to say that if you feel the Lord tugging on your heart, let today be the day. Let today be the day that you go and you find out about this plan of salvation and that you can find out about how you can be right with God again. And let me assure you, it's not complicated. It's simple. And that the Lord wants to be a blessing to you. With that, let's bow and say a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for the love you pour out on us. And we thank you for the love that you give us each and every day. Lord, we thank you for the fact that you want to be a blessing to this entire world and that every single one of us matters. And Lord, help us to always stay out of the way so that we're not the ones that are causing problems, that we are able to simply point to you. And Lord, I also pray that you help us to keep the message simple as we're teaching kids or we're teaching adults or we're teaching people that don't know who you are yet. Lord, help us to keep it simple, that just simply you love them and you've made the way to heaven through them. But Lord, we also simply want to thank you for the blessing that you are. Both today, Lord, we see your blessings all around us. We see that you go and you love us and you take care of us each and every day. But Lord, we also know that the best things are yet to come. Lord, if today is the day that somebody needs to accept you, let today be the day of salvation. Lord, we love you so much, and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.